Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
That you took the time to tune in on this afternoon. Praise the Lord. Just want to let you know that we are live in service at the Forest Park Senior Center, and this is located at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue here in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord. We are giving you the invitation to come on over and be with us. We're here on the first and third Sundays. Praise the Lord. And we just right now in our service, and we're going to be going into prayer. So let us put our minds on the Lord that we can pray unto the Lord together. Praise God. Whatever it is you desire of the Lord, God is able to do. Just amen. So with our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now, and we give you thanks, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. We bless your name, oh God. We give you honor. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, 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 Lord. Thank you.
Jesus. Today, oh God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We call on you, Lord God. Lord, stop right here, Lord Jesus. Come in the room where we are, Lord. Make your holy visitation, Lord Jesus, while we're in here, Lord God. Send your anointing, Lord Jesus. Touch, Lord, heal. Deliver, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we come to you, Lord, asking you to look on those who are sick today. Touch their bodies, Lord. Heal them, oh God, and make them whole right now. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, hear our cry, Lord. Hear our cry, Lord Jesus. We're here waiting on you, Lord. We can't do nothing without you. We need your guidance, Lord. We need direction. Jesus, take us by the hand, Lord. Lead us, Lord, in the way we should go. We ask you, Lord Jesus, let your anointing abide on us. Anoint us in this service, oh God. Take control, Lord Jesus. Take over right now and have your way, Lord. Send your word, my God. Send your anointing, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, minister to some soul right now that's in need, oh God, through your word, in the name of Jesus. Bless, Lord Jesus, with the blessing that they stand in need of. Open doors, oh God, and make ways out of no way. Jesus, we're waiting on you, Lord. Jesus, touch right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Have your way, my God. Let your will be done, Lord. Speak to our heart, oh God, and minister to our soul. In the name of Jesus, there's somebody in the building who needs a blessing, oh God. There's somebody in the building that needs to hear your word. There's somebody in the building that has trouble in their life. Have mercy, Lord, and fix it, Jesus. Work it out, Lord, right now, while we're praying. Do it, my God. Well, we know you're able. All power is in your hand. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to look on those, Lord, who are listening on the broadcast. Bless them today in a special way, my God. Let the blessing come upon them and overtake them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Heal those who are sick, Lord Jesus. Raise them up, my God. Those who are afflicted, make them whole, my God. Look on the bereaved families. Lord God, give comfort and give consolation. In the name of Jesus, we believe you today, and we're taking you at your word. We believe we have the petitions that we've asked in this prayer. Lord, be with us throughout the remainder of this day, and let your presence remain with us. In the mighty name of Jesus, keep us covered under your blood. Protect us, Lord. We believe it, oh God, and we count it as done. And Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your trust. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. Oh, my Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done, Lord. For even blessing us this year, Lord, and we praise your name. Oh, Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, all the glory and the honor belong to you. Hallelujah. We thank you for this prayer. Now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. All of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah.
Up the smooth side.
Amen. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Be on the rough
yeah, oh, the night, yeah. Go to the couch and have some things that are hanging out where you could grab the hold on to. The rough side of the night, it may seem like it's an impossible task, but it's a blessing from the Lord. So repeat the
whole
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to go ahead and have our opening scripture. So if you want to get the Bibles out to read along and also hearing the word of God, get your Bibles ready, praise the Lord, and we're going to have our opening scripture. And perhaps we'll have some announcements. Maybe we can do that later on in the service. But we're just going to be having a great time in the Lord.
Amen.
I am just overjoyed of how the Lord has blessed us to be in the field.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise
God.
There's
a whole lot of people.
That's all right.
But God is the majority.
Amen.
And he takes up all of the things.
Yes, he does.
Amen. Much better place or an environment to be in than a room where God has filled with.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And his presence is just.
Yes.
His anointing is in the room.
Yes.
I just feel good. That's in my sense. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, come on in. 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 Come on
in. Come
on.
Hey, now, take it, Jesus.
We haven't seen it starting.
That's
a voice for that in a long time. And now, we need that to get the service to the glory of God.
The Lord preserveth the simple.
I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. Thank God for the reading of his word. Amen. Praise the Lord for this beautiful psalm detailing how Thomas loves the Lord because he heard him and the voice of his supplications. He heard his prayers. And not only that, but he inclined his ear unto him. And something, that's what God, I'm not supposed to be. Well, amen. Praise the Lord anyway. For it anyhow, amen. How the psalmist begin to just delight himself in the Lord because God had inclined his ear and he heard him, he heard his cry, and he said, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. So because God heard me the first time, I want to keep on calling on him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'll go ahead and turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Ali.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is in the place, and I think I can feel his presence, and I'm grateful. I thank God. Thank you, Jesus. There are some people, they can't feel the presence of the Lord. They don't even know what it feels like to feel his touch. And the fact that this great God called to reach down his hand and touch sinful man is a great thing. And I'm just overwhelmed with the joy of the Lord that he has mercy upon my soul. Touch me. And I'm grateful. He is gracious. He's righteous. He's merciful. When we are not, when we're not gracious and we're not grateful, we're unmerciful, God, he's still merciful unto us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So at this time, amen, we're going to turn it back into the hands of Pastor Sheila Hubbard. God bless you, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank God for the book of scripture. Also, thank God for Evangelist Adija and how the Lord has blessed her. Amen. She's a great blessing to me.
Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We're just so excited. We thank God also. Evangelist May is on the broadcast line as well. We thank God for her. Praise the Lord. And we just want to go ahead on and get to the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. At this time, with our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you and we ask, Lord, that you will speak to us through your word, that you will send forth your word of God today. Let somebody hear and let them take heed. Lord, whatever is they're going through, oh God, let them be blessed through your word today. Not our will, but thy holy will be done. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm just so excited and overjoyed for what the Lord has done. And at this time, let's turn our attention to the book of St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Amen. Beginning with, I believe we'll read on down to about the 13th verse. Praise the Lord. Or perhaps the 14th verse. That is St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Verses 1 through 14, and I'm reading from the King James Version. And the Bible reads, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to shew him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the mount, of the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled.
Yes.
For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. And in this passage of scripture, the Lord Jesus was coming out of the temple. So that lets you know that Jesus attended service.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And he went to church like we go to church. Glory to God. And he came out of the temple. Praise the Lord. And when he departed, his disciples came to him to show him all the magnificent buildings of the temple. They wanted to point that out to him. But his response to them showing him all these beautiful buildings, is just imagine all the work and labor that had gone into erecting these buildings. Praise the Lord. But Jesus was looking ahead.
All right.
Jesus learned about the end time.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And he began to say to them, in other words, see ye not all these things? Can you see these buildings? Make a good look. And he says, verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. You know, I thought about how I would watch construction workers, and they would be laying bricks, and how that they would take one brick after the other, put the concrete in there, and stack another brick on it and skim it down where the concrete just overflowed. And they kept going with this building until it was completely erected. Do this. And this is great labor.
Yes.
Many of them are skilled in building and masonry. Nevertheless, Jesus said not one stone is going to be left upon another that shall not be thrown down. Hallelujah. He was describing the last days. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He was describing the signs of the times.
Mm-hmm.
If we look around us, we can see clearly the signs of the times.
Amen.
That we are in the end time.
Yes, Lord.
The disciples, no doubt, began to marvel at what Jesus had said. And they came to him privately and asked him concerning the signs of his coming and the signs of the end of the world. But they didn't leave and ask, when are these things going to happen?
Uh-huh.
When shall these things come to pass? But they also went a little further to ask him what is going to be the sign of his coming and of the end of the world.
Yeah.
So this lets us know that Jesus is coming,
mm-hmm,
and that the world is going to end.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. And the signs are very clear. We can see those signs everywhere we look. Hallelujah. Danger is everywhere. The times that we're living in are perilous times, dangerous times. Trouble on every side, trouble in the home, trouble outside of the home, on the job, in the school, shootings going on, having going on. There's trouble everywhere. There are those who are offended. Hallelujah. As Jesus said, they would be. Nevertheless, that is not and say that it is not yet. Glory, hallelujah. But there will come a time when we'll be delivered up before the magistrate,
yes,
to be killed, to be persecuted, to be ridiculed.
Mm-hmm.
Glory, hallelujah. And many shall be offended. As Jesus said, others will betray one another. Glory to God. False prophets have already risen and deceiving men.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that they're all right, but they need to search their soul and make sure that their heart is right with God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not because you attend church every now and then. Just because you pay some tithe or give in the offering, or just because you give to charities, it doesn't mean that you have a guaranteed seat in God's kingdom.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't mean that you have eternal life.
Amen.
According to Jesus, you must be born again. You must repent of all your sins. You must be born of the water and of the Spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So don't be deceived. Don't let anyone deceive you. You must have your sins forgiven.
Yes.
You must be born again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. The Lord is going to say, because iniquity shall abound.
Uh-huh.
What is iniquity? Growth
is. Amen.
It's everywhere.
It is.
It's just so corrupt all over the place. In the White House, in the government, in churches.
All right.
Everywhere you turn, there is corruption.
Amen.
There's iniquity.
Yes.
Growth sins. And because of this, the love of men has waxed cold.
Amen.
People are so cold.
Yes.
They don't have that love anymore.
Amen.
They don't have love in their heart, but they're hating one another.
Amen.
They're talking about one another. They're fighting on one another. Killing one another.
Hallelujah.
But Jesus declared in the 13th verse that, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We must endure unto the end. No matter how things look, no matter how painful things are, how troublesome things are,
uh-huh,
how many tests and trials we have,
yes,
if we can endure unto the end,
Jesus,
we can be saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But it takes the power of Almighty God. We can't do it on our own.
That's right.
We can't do it on ourselves. But it takes the power of Almighty God.
Yes.
Have you received the Holy Ghost since you saved me?
All right.
People say, I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I go to church. I pray my time. I do this. But have you received the Holy Ghost since you said you believe?
All right.
And Jesus sent the Holy Ghost to dwell inside to give us that power not to yield to temptation.
Amen.
Power to walk upright before Him.
Yes, Lord.
Power to speak the truth and not lie. Oh, glory to God. Power to keep His commandments. Power to obey His voice when He speaks. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Without
His power, we can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
We need the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
We can be saved. But Jesus declared that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. What is it for? A witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. So the end is coming. The gospel is being preached,
yeah,
all around the world, over the airwaves. There are missionaries going to other countries, preaching the gospel, setting up tent meetings,
uh-huh,
doing Hallelujah.
He's
a witness to all nations. There is no one was having an excuse to say, I didn't hear the word.
All right.
I didn't have a chance. But God has given everybody a chance today.
Yes,
to hear his word. To open his voice.
Yes.
This salvation.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. What a merciful God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. If you don't know him today, you can get to know him. All you have to do is repent of your sins. Ask the Lord God to forgive you and to take away all your sins. And he will have mercy. And you will have mercy on your soul. If you have trouble in your life and you can't find any kind of peace, oh, glory to God. God, take those troubles out of your life.
Yes, he will.
He will give you peace, the peace that he gives. The world can't take
it.
They can't disturb that
peace.
It's the peace that comes directly from the Lord himself. He promised that he would give us peace.
Thank you, Jesus. Prince of peace.
Oh, glory to God. Maybe you're struggling and you have some addiction that you just can't break. That habit that you cannot break. That addiction that's binding you. God is a habit breaker. God, he can break that habit. He can take away the very desire.
Yes,
he can take it out of your system.
Yeah.
He can take the taste for alcohol out of your system. God can do everything.
Everything.
Nothing too hard to come. Maybe your family is struggling right now. Financially, you can't find any kind of help. I want you to know that God ever needs our help. A present help in trouble. Hallelujah. Come down and bring all your problems. Come down and bring all of your requests. Come down and the Lord will have mercy on you. Maybe you've gone astray. Maybe you used to walk before the Lord and the enemy tricked you up and you got on track. Your best thing on God. It's time to turn back. It's time to return unto the Lord with your whole heart. It's time to give up the world. It's time. God is a healer for the body and the soul. If you're struggling mentally and your mind is troubled, the Lord knows how to regulate your mind.
Yes,
glory be to God. Why don't you give God a try? Today is your day of salvation.
Uh-huh.
Today is your day for deliverance. Today is your day for healing. Today, glory to God, today is for restoration. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. God is waiting with his hands outstretched. Will you give him a chance? Will you try God today? Just try him.
Yes.
And he will bless your soul.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have a word of prayer. If you have any prayer requests, no matter what it is, just believe God. And we're going to bless and agree in the name of the Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. God, we come believing you today. We ask for mercy. We ask for forgiveness. Lord, look on us.
Lord Jesus,
I hear you, Lord. Holy
Jesus,
somebody
Jesus
has been waiting
Jesus,
for an answer. Somebody
Lord,
has
Jesus,
been struggling by God
Jesus,
and desiring
Jesus,
to return
Jesus,
to you.
Jesus, have mercy
when you say, Jesus, Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's give the Lord a praise.
Praying, and I'm continuing to trust in the Lord and believe God
that he's going to do great things and that he's going to continue to bless your ministry. And I just encourage you to keep on doing the will of God, both of you and Evangelist Khadija. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming to Evangelist Khadija and also Evangelist May. Praise God. And you know, we are just glad to be back at service today. We're so glad that the Lord has allowed us to be in the glory. It's a blessing and peace. Hallelujah. And I noticed that the tours are doing. Praise God.
Yes, right, yeah.
I am able to get tours again. So it's a good feeling. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But you know, that's the building of a strong voice.
Yes.
The more you do it, the stronger your voice gets.
Yes.
And that voice, you know, it won't keep you bound up. Praise God.
Amen.
We just thank God for broadcast this afternoon. Praise the Lord. We are definitely looking forward to you joining us for our next broadcast coming up on Friday. If it's even more soon. At 7 p.m. And let us continue in prayer for those who are on our prayer, and especially for the ones of the need of loved ones. Let us continue to lift them up in prayer. Amen. And I ask that you'll continue to pray for us. Pray for this broadcast, this ministry. Amen. We thank God for it. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your prayers and your support. And we also on tonight, the band is making, we'll have her broadcast as well, the Gospel Truth broadcast. And you are welcome to tune in there tonight at 7 p.m. And she's going to have once in a while oldies, but goodies. And Lord knows it is so, so good in the gospel. Oldies, but goodies in the gospel. Amen. Praise God. So you're welcome to tune in tonight and be blessed. And I'm going to let Evangelist May come on back and give that information so that you can call in if you desire and be blessed. God bless you.
Yes, God bless you. The number is 945-218-0218. The access code 58, and that is the Gospel Truth broadcast. Once again, the number is 945-218-0218. Access code 5847681 pound. We will be happy to have you on the line. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So looking forward to a great time tonight on the broadcast, the Gospel Truth broadcast. Praise God. And I believe that's all for now. And anything else? Well, God bless you. May heaven smile upon you, and good night.